Clothes. Chapter 6. Winter, 1805-06. While at Fort Clatsop, the explorers made more than 300 pairs of moccasins for the trip home. A pair of moccasins lasted just a few days. The explorers traded with the Clatsop tribe for cakes made of berries and for other foods. The nearby ocean also had something valuable: salt. It was needed to flavor food and preserve meat for the return trip. To make salt, the men boiled seawater in large kettles. When the water bubbled away, salt stuck to the sides of the pots. Then the men scraped off the salt and stored it. Around New Year's Day of 1806, the captains heard that a whale had washed up on the coast. Clark formed a group to get its oil and blubber. The blubber tasted like pork fat. This would be a treat for people who had eaten only wapato and elk for weeks. No one thought of including Bird Woman on the trip to see the whale. She felt hurt. She had traveled a great distance under terrible conditions with the men. She had saved their supplies. She had helped get them horses, found food for them, and risked her life several times. And she had done all this while caring for her baby. She wanted to see the whale. Through her translation chain, Sacagawea spoke to Clark. "I have traveled a long way to see the great waters," she told him. "Now that you are going to see the monstrous fish, I think it very hard that I cannot go." Captain Clark took Bird Woman along to see the whale. Pomp's birthday fell on February 11th, 1806. By then, he was starting to say a few words and to walk. Clark had grown to love the child. He called him "my little dancing boy." Before Pomp went to sleep at night, Clark held him and sang to him. Early spring brought more excitement to Fort Clatsop. The Corps had spent 3.5 months in their winter quarters. Now it was time to head back home. On March 22nd, 1806, Lewis and Clark gave their fort to the Clatsop Indian chief. The next afternoon, they began their journey back to St. Louis. Chapter 7.